number two. This is Free Talk Live. Call in. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you want. We've been all over the map, literally. We were talking about longitude and latitude, and that's all over the map.
Nicely done.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I'm still trying to figure out why Greenwich got the prime meridian and why the prime meridian doesn't run right smack dab through the middle of the pyramids. But call in. If you know the answer, call in. If you don't know the answer, that's fine. Call in. Talk about anything. 855-450-FREE. You can also call using Skype, and Skype generally does sound better. Username lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Conan.
And Brett.
And in the last hour, last segment, I brought up a story about a woman living in California who had her citizenship denied because of an ethical opposition to war and not a religious opposition to war. And I've got the letter from the American Humanist Association to the Immigration and Customs Organization, or whatever the official name is. And I'm not going to read the entire four-page document, but there are certain spots in here that I definitely want to pull out.
Okay.
The religious clauses, this is the letter from the AHA. The religion clauses of the First Amendment provide Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The first of the two clauses, commonly called the Establishment Clause, commands a separation of church and state. And then they cite a Supreme Court case. The Establishment Clause requires the government to remain secular rather than affiliate itself with one religious belief or institution. Then they cite another Supreme Court case. Not only may the government not advance, promote, affiliate with, or favor any particular religion, it may not favor religious belief over disbelief. And then they cite a third court case. And they actually quote part of the concurring decision from the case of Board of Education v. Grummet, Justice O'Connor writing, a draft law may exempt conscientious objectors, but it may not exempt conscientious objectors whose objections are based on theist beliefs, such as Quakers, as opposed to non-theistic beliefs, such as Buddhist or atheistic beliefs. Ms. Ramirez has asked us to represent her in defending her her constitutional rights in this matter. And then there is a quote from Ms. Ramirez herself. And let me find the quote here.
If I could just interject real quick while you're looking for that. If people want to see maybe some ways where you could do this, because this isn't the only place where you might need to not swear, what's the word that they use in old the Middle Ages.
Fealty to the king.
To the king, exactly. This also happens with people who are in the military, right? Where you basically have to make a self-sacrificial oath. So I want to enter into our discussion the story of a man named Daniel Lockemacher, who is still very much alive and well. He's been on my show. He's been on Wes Bertrand's Complete Liberty. And he has a website called War is Immoral. And his journey is...
Immoral or amoral?
Immoral with an okay. I. Yeah, yeah. And he was, I believe, in the Navy, and he was serving some kind of function at Guantanamo Bay. So he came from a very, like, evangelical Christian, pro-military, I believe... I want to say Southern, but maybe not necessarily Southern, family. And he finds himself in the middle of all this at Guantanamo Bay. And at the same time, he's reading, like, Rand, and he's having some conflicts with that, obviously, right? Trying to reconcile his new learning with his old way of thinking, which was very pro-military, pro-patriotism, pro-nationalism. He actually filed for conscientious objector status using not religion, but guess what? The non-aggression principle.
Mm, interesting.
And they let him go. Wow. And all of the documentation, I believe, on how he did this, what he wrote to them, the process he went through, is on his site, which is warisimmoral.com.
So maybe someone needs to send Ms. Ramirez a little email and let her know that that might be the route to take.
Yeah.
Well, and it's probably different for someone who's trying to immigrate here and get citizenship than it is for someone who is, you know, trying to leave the military.
Oh, you're absolutely right. They let people out of the military all the time whenever they, you know, question, you know, the belief structure that they're forced to, you know, put up with.
So, Ms. Ramirez, in a notarized statement in support of her application, declared, "As a woman in my mid-30s, I understand that it is unlikely that I will ever be asked to take up arms to defend this country. I could have easily checked yes, sealed the envelope, and sent it out. But checking yes on questions 36 through 38 would be a betrayal of everything I have stood for from a very early age. I have strong and sincere moral convictions against arms and killing people." She added, "I co-founded a journal focusing on nonviolence, and I have worked ever since to build the foundation of peace. If I were to sign the oath as it is, I would be withholding important information about who I am only for the benefits of citizenship. Therefore, I prefer to truthfully present my moral objection to this portion of the oath." Question 37 to 38, as we add to the phrase, and that seems to be misquoted wrong, as we add to the phrase, "So help me God," and then there's a notation here that says, Section 8, Code of Federal Regulations 337.1 provides that this phrase is optional, and that the words "on oath" can be substantiated or substituted with "and solemnly affirm." Since I don't hold such religious beliefs, while solemnly affirming my commitment to this country and the enduring principles that it was founded upon, including justice, equality, freedom of speech, and freedom of religion. And then it goes on. And on.
And you know, she would never be dragged into a war, but what about her kids? So, I mean, so the guys at the gates...
It doesn't matter.
The guys at the gates, the Kingsmen, aren't going to let someone in who isn't potentially, you know, going to fight the wars for us.
I don't know if she has children. And two, if she has children after she becomes a citizen, or even if she doesn't and she remains here and has children, then those children would automatically be citizens,
mm-hmm.
and there's no citizenship test that's given to someone that's born here. It's just assumed that, you know, you will take up arms to defend your slaveholders.
Well, she doesn't really sound like she fits the ideal profile of a new citizen, right? She doesn't have some kind of highly advanced technical skill that there's a very specific use for. So some exceptions are made for that in some cases. But everybody else, I used to work as a recruiter, and we couldn't even deal with people who had visas. From like people who had like very, very advanced scientific backgrounds that were needed desperately to fill jobs in this country. The company that I worked for, which was an engineering recruiter, we couldn't even deal with them if they were on visas because there were so many flaming bureaucratic hoops to jump through that it wasn't even worth it. It seems like the ideal profile for an immigrant is somebody who doesn't think, so she's out there because it sounds like she thinks about things, and wants handouts. And it sounds like she's got her own thing going.
Yeah. And we had a caller on the line that said that he had the answer to the Prime Meridian question.
Great.
And he dropped off, so please call back 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's radio that you control. Literally, you can call in and bring up anything. You can be like JP and call in to answer one of our questions that we honestly do not know the answer to. JP,
no, I figured it out.
Is in Utah. JP, you claim to have the answer to the Prime Meridian question. Please, please enlighten us.
Okay. Well, it's not like a huge secret. It's just what the guys who made the rule were thinking. So Greenwich, it's got an observatory that made lots of really important discoveries. So that's a location. Also, the international timeline is 180 degrees opposite latitude, so straight on the other side of the world. And it's nice and easy to put those, you know, just straight opposite each other. That's human nature to make it nice and easy. And 180 degrees opposite of it, it pretty much runs straight through the Pacific Ocean. And that means that, you know, no big countries, no political unions are going to have Monday on one side and Sunday on the other side of the country. See what I mean?
Well, if you look at the international dateline, they actually draw it to go around some of the island nations.
Yeah.
So where would that be if the prime meridian ran through, say, what's the town with the
Greenwich? Giza.
Where the pyramids are.
That would be 30 degrees off. It would be 30 degrees off from where it is.
Okay.
So it would be 1/6 a turn of the Earth away from where it is.
Okay, so it would basically go through the middle of Alaska.
So it would actually, it would put the international dateline, if you turn 1/6, I'm doing 30 degrees, which is the distance between prime meridian zero and where the pyramids are, which is about 32. And we're talking about longitude. If we shifted it 1/6 turn around the Earth, it would actually put the international dateline in the United States.
Okay,
like some California, Arizona, somewhere around there.
So it kind of makes sense to have it where it is. I was just curious, you know, why they decided, like, Greenwich gets to be the middle of the Earth.
But it's not what I'm saying, and JP, maybe you can make this a little bit more scientific, and I'm just theorizing, and it's okay to theorize if you're doing it out to an audience of intelligent people who can correct you if you're wrong. I think that it's not so arbitrary as picking points. I think obviously the first thing that had to be identified in this modern understanding of longitude and latitude, the equator, the prime meridian, and the international dateline, the first thing that needed to be identified was the axis on which the Earth rotates. And the equator would be the thickest part of the Earth at a 90-degree angle from the axis. Therefore, the prime meridian has to be at a 90-degree angle from the equator parallel to the axis. Now, you could make lines that are, you know, right angles from each other and just call one the equator and one the prime meridian. You could do that infinitely around the Earth as many times as you want. I mean, you could do it 360 times just using whole degrees. But then you could go into minutes and seconds and or hours, minutes, seconds, however you break them down further than that. But if it starts with where the axis of the Earth is, then it can only be those two lines. Am I right?
Right. Yep.
I don't know. It still seems arbitrary that Greenwich, England, got chosen to be, you're the center line of Earth.
They didn't pick the town and say, congratulations, everybody, you came up in the sweet, you know, in the lottery to be the town. The line.
It sounds as though, JP, and correct me if I'm misrepresenting what you said. You said that because they've got a very popular observatory, so that's why they, you know, pretty much, they won the lottery of they get the meridian.
No, Daryl, the observatory is there because it's the prime meridian.
No, the observatory was there first. The observatory was there first.
When was the observatory built?
I'm pretty sure that the observatory was there first. I mean, I'm not a geographer, but I've heard
before they established that was the prime meridian?
Yes.
I want to get to the bottom of this.
Oh, no.
JP, thank you.
I'm going to go look that up myself, too.
All right. Thank you for the call, JP, and hopefully somebody knows the answer to this. But to change subjects, we've got a Skype caller who wants to talk about the post-Liberty Revolution. Matt, you're calling it on Skype. How are you?
Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is my first time, and I thought I'd bring up kind of an adventure in the hypothetical.
Okay. We do that a lot on this show.
Okay, cool. Well, I wanted to ask, what would you do, or what would you expect to happen after, if your ideal libertarian or government absent anarchical society was achieved? Because I think that it's true that a lot of people who fight for freedom in some way, whether they're libertarians or anarchists or whatever, they invest a lot of themselves into it, and they make quite a business of it, and they spend a lot of time thinking about it and researching it and collaborating with other people to try to achieve it. So once, like, what would be your goal, what would you expect the direction of civilization to move in after this was achieved? Because I think, it's not like, I don't really know if you can look at it as if you're like, you're achieving something, in a positive direction, but it's like you're subtracting a negative to a neutral state of how the world and civilization should be. So, you understand, I don't know, does that make sense?
Like, okay, I want all three of us to answer the question, and I'm going to answer the question as I understand it.
Okay.
And that is, what would I do after I, quote-unquote, achieved liberty? And I look at achieving liberty to be similar to getting lunch. Not in that it's easy to do, but once you have it, it can go away fairly quickly. And so then you will then need to obtain it again. So you never really actually get to, sit down and relax and enjoy your freedom, because it could be gone at any time. Brett?
It's a very complex question, and I think that liberty, personal liberty, has a variety of fronts, right? Like, there's all kinds of different projects that are going on in the Free State Project and beyond related to furthering liberty, political liberty, religious liberty, health freedom, educational freedom. So I, when we come back, I'll do my best to provide a coherent answer versus a cop-out to your question, but
Matt,
it is complex.
Hold on, we'll keep you on the line, and Conan, you will answer the question when we come back. This is Free Talk Live. Call in about anything. 855-450-FREE.
Self-reliance. Survival supplies. Survival skills. National experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Bays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones. Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about anything, whether it's what would you do after you achieve liberty. We're still trying to figure out why the Prime Meridian is where it is, or washing your hands.
I already explained it.
And we've got a caller on Skype, and we'll get back to him. But first...
Sure, yeah. I want to tell you about the most important Bitcoin site on the internet. It's called blockchain.info. Has, among a legion of other tools, the best online wallet. And you can connect to it through an Android app. I guess Android kind of has the market cornered on this right now.
And if you don't have an Android, if you've got one of those iPhones or a BlackBerry, then as long as you have a browser on that device, you can access the website. Blockchain.info, but you cannot get an app anymore.
That's right. So thanks to fancy encryption techniques, blockchain.info, the FBI, and even the NSA never has access to your money. In fact, if you're careful, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving. The blockchain.info wallet even has tools to easily send or receive your bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
And I highly recommend Blockchain. I have some Bitcoin in my wallet there, have some in another location as well. So blockchain.info. Back to the phones and the fun, or in this case, to the Skype and the fun. Matthew is calling in, and he had the question about what would we do if we achieved liberty? And, Brett, you were in the middle of your answer when we ran into the end of the last segment.
Sure. So right now, I'll tell you this, Matthew. One of my project lately has been a kind of freedom in my own mind or of from some of my own problems. For a long time, I was very disorganized. It created a lot of stress, and I think freedom is a gradual process of, first of all, getting as close as we can to self-mastery, then improving the relationships we have with our friends and our family, and then I think when that's taken care of, it can move to community, and then, you know, maybe once there's all of that momentum, we could start thinking about something like getting some libertarian like Ron Paul elected president or fighting the Federal Reserve. But I think we really have to start with ourselves, and we have to start with ourselves on multiple fronts. I was a disorganized disaster. So I said, how can I improve, you know, certain habits? How can I get better habits? I did that. It opened it up for me to start paying attention more to, like, what I eat and where I shop and what I'm putting inside myself. And that was a helpful thing to do as well. And, you know, once I had those things, I felt like under a certain amount of control, I started to really, really focus more on employment freedom. How can I really do what I want every day and make money doing it? So I'm really focused on myself, and I think that's one of the most important aspects of liberty, not, you know, at the expense of other people, but I'm very concerned with living as free as I can every day right now. So I'm not thinking about what happens after some kind of revolution. I mean, freedom is something that we can have in many aspects of our lives, and we can show other people what it looks like. So I know that's not exactly the answer that you were looking for, but that's how I tend to think about the idea of liberty.
And Conan?
I think it's a pretty much proven fact now that human beings who are free are more creative, they're more inventive, they're happier. They do all these wonderful things like expand and come up with these new ideas, and these people are happier, more inventive, more creative than those who are oppressed and held back, held down by the man. So yes, if we were to have this magical revolution and everyone was free or freer, at least in certain locations on the globe, then you know, the sky's the limit. I mean, there's no telling what we could, you know, come up with.
Why is the sky the limit? Why not Pluto or Ceres?
Pluto's out there in the sky.
No, the sky ends where the ozone layer is.
Yeah, well, let's have another scientific debate, because we're really...
From my location, Pluto is in the sky.
But Matt, yeah, but did we answer your question?
Yeah, more or less. That was pretty good. It was a good response, yeah.
Are you left with any longing? Because I know you asked a really specific question, and I don't like it when I say, you know, somebody asks a question and I say, oh, well, the real question is this, you know, because I feel like it's a little bit evasive. But if I understood your question correctly, I think there was a time, you said you're relatively new to all this stuff, am I right?
Yeah, this is this is the first time listening to this show, yeah. Let alone call again, of course. So, yeah, I'm very new to this.
Yeah, so you might have remembered, like, in 2012 or 2008, depending on how old you are, there was, like, this big move to get Ron Paul elected, as if that would solve. I mean, there were some people who thought that would solve a bunch of problems instead of just getting a nice old man basically immediately assassinated if he had gotten elected because of the things he was talking about changing and the institutions he was talking about disrupting. He never could have been elected president, but I think that some people believe that he could. Most of us, I think, just viewed it as more of a teaching tool. Like, here's somebody who's on the mainstream stage who's talking about the ideas of liberty. But I don't see it as anything that has a quick fix. We're talking about a major ethical and philosophical evolution that really has to start on a personal level.
And it will take time.
Yes, absolutely.
And maybe generations.
Absolutely, I think so.
Which is sad because I would like it to happen now. I want to be free, man. I do believe in what I just said. My day goes by so much more smoothly when I'm not worried about what I owe the man at the end of the day or at the end of the year. like it's tax season as we speak, and you know, what do I owe them, or what am I getting back? Hopefully, but of what I paid in all year. But yeah, that can really wreck the brain. There's so much more I could be doing right now.
Yeah, it is like it is sucking kind of mental energy, and it's also a resentment because it's not like I mean unless you're real, I don't want to call people slaves, but unless you're like really have a full plantation in your head, you shouldn't be excited about sending money to the government. You know, like that's especially like what we've seen the government doing with that money over the course of just the last 15 years. And it's not like the government doesn't help some people. Some of it's, you know, it's a big, huge thing that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But I'm opposed to it generally. And I think there's better ways to provide every service that the government currently has a monopoly on. And, you know, if we get caught in, you know, and the Fed or playing politics, we wind up being very negative and we wind up storing a lot of resentments. And that doesn't feel like freedom, you know, to have a head filled with anger and resentment.
That's why I would much rather focus on positive, happy things.
Yeah.
And telling people what I support instead of telling people what I oppose.
Yeah. And even doing what Ian, the regular host of this show, by the way, we are really like the B team. You should should tune in tomorrow night when the A team is here. But the main host
it's
of the show
be like the A minus team because it's me and Ian tomorrow. Mark's taking a night off.
Well, Ian, who is the main host of the show along with Mark, always talks about it in terms of the other person. You know, I want you. You know, because people have this opposition to selfishness. So when they hear somebody say, I want this, they immediately start thinking about it more negatively. So Ian will say, I want you to be able to do this, even if I disagree with you, as long as you're not hurting anyone.
Matt, thanks for the call. Hope you call back sometime. Erica, stay on the line. We will get to you when we come back in the next segment. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your doors are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door, now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with the Door Sentinel. Go to MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com and enter coupon code SAFE for 15% off of your order. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. In studio tonight, it is not Mark and Ian. It is Daryl.
And Conan.
And Brett.
Mark is still on his way back. He will not be here tomorrow. He should be here Sunday, I believe. Ian will be back in studio tomorrow. They are on their way back from the Texas Bitcoin Conference, where they broadcast live the last two nights. You can find those shows, as well as shows going all the way back to 2006. At archives.freetalklive.com. Yes, that's right. Archives going back almost 8 years. And it's all there for free at archives.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones and the fun. And ladies first is how we roll here on Free Talk Live. Erica in Illinois has an answer to the Prime Meridian question. Erica, thank you for calling in. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I almost feel bad belaboring the topic, but I actually once looked it up because I was wondering kind of a similar thing. From what I understand, it is actually based on the Royal Observatory, but only because back when they, you know, obviously they needed to improve the way that you can measure longitude, you know, during sea travel for the purpose of navigation. And a lot of that research was done by English astronomers who would use that observatory, the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, as their zero. And so since a lot of that, like, important early research was done with the Royal Observatory as the point zero, it just became popular, and then when they finally voted on it, that's what was decided on.
I'm right, though, that the prime meridian is at a perfect 90-degree angle from the equator, right?
Every line going up and down is at a 90-degree angle from
the equator.
But
it would be based on that original junction there, though, right? I mean, so that, yeah, that's a no-brainer. I'm saying that they are. The equator has to be where it is, even though it could literally be, if it's just like, well, it's the fattest part of the Earth, it could be in infinite places.
No, the equator cannot be in infinite places because the equator has to be halfway between the North Pole and the South Pole.
Which is based on the axis of the Earth. That's what the poles, the axis is the poles. So that's what I'm saying. If the equator is parallel to that, the prime meridian can only be, unless there's something so simple that I'm missing, and it's certainly possible, the prime meridian can only be in one place.
always going to be an exact, you know, line that you draw around a sphere that's going to be the center, you know, the line that divides that sphere into two equal halves. So that equator, that point of
wait,
the equator.
Wait, yeah, you're right. I just, I'm wrong.
That's what it has to be.
I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I'm just totally wrong. And I'm not being sarcastic or anything. I just thought about it for five more seconds, and I'm totally wrong. I'm sorry, everyone.
But anyway, but the prime meridian is ultimately arbitrary, at least in the way that is normally drawn. Although I did read that satellites do, because of the satellites, they have to use the center of mass of the Earth to calculate the their meridian, and for yeah. that, and since the plates on the Earth are always moving around, the center of mass shifts slowly over time. But obviously, that would be completely impractical to use as, you know, the official prime meridian, since you have to be changing the maps all the time. So basically, just right. need something to have as a solid point of reference so that no one's confused.
Erica, thank you very much for the call and what I found to be a very educational call.
It was very educational for me because once you – now, part of what I said still stands. The axis of the Earth and the equator have to be perpendicular to yes. each other.
Mm-hmm.
But then, for some reason, I overlooked the fact that the vertical line – could again be an infinite number of places.
Yes.
Not, maybe it's technically not infinite, but it could be in, I mean, you could go into the hundreds of thousands or millions
you
of.
You could go all the way down to the Satoshi decimal place and still have like a Google amount of zeros that you could add.
Right.
Google
right.
being G O O G O L. Which is something with 100 zeros.
So what I was doing in my mind is instead of turning the longitude line on just along the Earth, I was moving it through the Earth laterally because it can only be in one place. It can only be in the thickest place where it's perpendicular to the equator. But that's not true. You could just turn it. Like when we turned
right.
from Greenwich to the pyramids, we turned yes. 1/6 30 degrees. It could just continue to be in any place.
Right. And that was my question of why is it there and not, you know, like 5
yeah.
degrees
and you were
off
looking
or
at
600
me
miles off.
Like I was an idiot. And I'm looking at you
because
like, why is he looking at me like that? What an idiot.
You were explaining it in a very odd way. And
I was wrong.
Back to the phones, and actually in this case to Skype, Dave calling in. Dave, go ahead. You are on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Conan, and Brett.
Hey, pleasure talking to you guys.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I want to talk about why they picked the Greenwich, England. I think it's as simple as England ruled the world at the time and the seas.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
if the Muslims were in charge, it would have been Mecca. You know, they picked the spot because they were the boss at the time when the maps were made.
Yeah, and Dave, I think you missed the last caller because you're calling in on Skype, so I don't think you actually heard the telephone call that was on while we were waiting on you to come on, and that's exactly what Erica in Illinois said, is because the observatory in Greenwich, England was used as a point of reference for sailors.
Yeah, Cook invented all of that stuff. Cook and the other guy, forget his name.
Raleigh was another one.
Yeah.
Sir Francis Drake.
Yeah,
and man, they, you know, those guys are remembered well, but they were, they were smart, especially in the context of their time. They were also kind of clowns. They did some pretty silly things when they were trying to colonize this part of the world. And I don't want to get into my... this is like...
Well, Cook learned his lesson in Maui, right?
was he... Tell the story.
Well, the Mauians kicked his ass in Maui and killed him.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that entirely.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say I wanted to hit on the liberty subject also.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it comes down to plain as we got this Patriot Act now. No liberty is going to come until that Patriot Act is killed or murdered, you know, or taken away peacefully and say, okay, it's over with. We don't need it no more. That Patriot Act is anti-liberty to the max.
I would actually, Dave, go a couple of steps further and say that as long as there is a United States federal government, then we cannot have liberty.
Well, until the federal government wakes up about what the Declaration of Independence is all about and, you know, natural rights. And
which is never going to happen. They're never going to wake up. Someone's going to have, right. You know.
But do you think that, I mean, I'm interested, Dave, do you think that the government could return to that, you know, Thomas Paine, Thomas Jefferson vision of...
Good people will have to stand up and go in there, but good people know to stay far away from government because they value their life, because these are murderers.
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah. I think that
in charge, pirates in suits, man.
Well, government is a weapon. It's a facade, you know, that puts this noble, sophisticated, civilized face on widespread organized crime. So there's really, I mean, even though certainly there's good people in government probably at all levels, save for some institutions where they're probably a good person would be a miracle. But, you know, government attracts a certain type of character. So the right. idea that it's going to roll Deep. Back to, frankly, as smart as Jefferson and Paine were, pretty naive if they thought it was going to stay that way, you know, based
on
the
Declaration
of Independence.
Well, they took the tax away. Tax is the main reason of the corruption, most of the corruption,
sure.
99%.
Absolutely.
Dave, thanks for the call. We're at the end of the second hour. When we come back, hour number three and more of your calls, 855-453-855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.